Radio.
Just imagine what it was like for Jesus to come down from a night of prayer in the mountains. It's early morning, and his disciples have waited patiently for his return. He gathers them around him, and then one by one, he calls out the names of the 12 men who will be his apostles. Imagine how these 12 men must have felt as they heard their names being called. Were they surprised? Perhaps excited? Most probably intimidated and overwhelmed. At this point in time, they didn't know exactly what this calling would entail, but they did know that it involved a mission of some sort. The word apostle means one who is sent. At the very least, it would mean being willing to journey with this carpenter from Nazareth as he travelled around the region. I wonder how many of us have ever been selected for a task that we felt intimidated by and unequipped to fulfil. Perhaps we were surprised that we were called, or felt that surely someone else was more qualified than we were. Maybe we were asked to lead a Bible study group or a ministry in our parish. Or perhaps it was something that came to us unexpectedly, like having a child with special needs or an elderly parent who suddenly requires our attention and care. But when God chooses us, he also equips us. He never fails to give us all the grace we need to carry out his call. I wonder how many of us actually believe that, though. Unfortunately, I think it's too easy for us to doubt God's power and call in our lives. Even the apostles had their moments of doubt and confusion, as we know. But at Pentecost, when they received the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, they were filled with the power they needed to preach the good news. And look what they accomplished. If we are ever feeling overwhelmed by our vocation, we should just step back and take a deep breath. Think about the apostles in the day of Pentecost. Think too about Mary and the way she surrendered to God's calling for her. And most important, ask the Holy Spirit to give us courage and confidence in his presence. The Holy Spirit likes to help us. He loves it when we turn to him, and he is more than happy to give us all we need to carry out our call for God. Lord, you have called us, and we answer, here we are. We trust that you will make us confident to answer your call. Amen.
Radio.org.au